This is KPTC 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news for Jefferson and Clallam Counties on Tuesday, October 18th, 2022. Tonight, from 7 to 8 p.m., KPTC will rebroadcast the League of Women Voters Jefferson County Candidate Forum held in July, which features the two candidates for Jefferson County Sheriff, Art Frank and Joe Knoll. International Shakeout Day is always the third Thursday of October. On Thursday, October 20th, our team will observe the annual Great Shakeout Drill at 10:20 a.m. When the alarm sounds, KPTZ will feature information about what would happen in the event of an emergency and what you should do. In case of an actual emergency, everyone is encouraged to tune in to 91.9 FM for up-to-date information about the situation. For this Thursday's 10:20 a.m. annual shakeout drill, DJ host Sonny Flores will be joined by members of the station's emergency team, including team leader Nora Petrich and on-call member Lynn Sorensen. To participate in Thursday's shakeout drill, please take a minute out of your busy life to drop, cover, and hold on. Wherever you are Thursday morning at 10:20 a.m., drop under a sturdy table, desk, or chair, cover your head and your neck, hold on to the object you're taking cover under to prevent it from moving. If you're outside, move clear of any building facades, trees, and power lines that might fall. If you're driving, slow down and pull off the road until the shaking stops. If you're in a tsunami evacuation zone, at sea level or up to 50 feet above it, once the shaking stops, grab your go kit and head to higher ground. The shakeout is a great opportunity to practice your route. For more information on emergency preparedness or to sign up for Jefferson County Emergency Management's NICSL emergency text alerts, go to jeffcoeoc.org or text jeffcoedem to 888-777 to be automatically enrolled. The Jefferson County Board of County Commissioners meeting took place yesterday, and Dr. Allison Berry, Public Health Officer for Jefferson and Clallam Counties, and Willie Benz, Director of Emergency Management, spoke to the commissioners during the public health briefing. In Jefferson County, the two-week COVID case rate is 355 per 100,000, lower than last week, but still in the high category. No one is currently hospitalized. 47 new cases were added this week for a total of 6,074 cases. One more death was reported this week in Jefferson County. The total count of COVID-19-related deaths is now 32. In Clallam County, the two-week COVID case rate is 136 per 100,000. There are 38 new cases this week for a total of 15,735 cases since the pandemic began. One person is hospitalized at this time. One person has died in Clallam County, which puts the total count of COVID-19-related deaths now at 125. Willie Benz said there are many slots open in a covalent booster clinic for children 5 to 17 years of age, taking place this coming Saturday, October 22nd, at Blue Heron School in Port Townsend. Sign up on the Jefferson County Public Health website. Wildfire smoke lingers over the Puget Sound and Hood Canal areas, but there's good news for some ORCA communities. ORCAA is the Olympic Region Clean Air Agency. For Pacific and Grays Harbor counties, onshore winds should clear out the wildfire smoke that plagued us through last weekend, but for the communities nearer to Puget Sound and Hood Canal, a prevailing north wind will continue to push smoke into the area. As a result, the National Weather Service, working closely with ORCA and other local air agencies, has extended the air quality advisory for Thurston and Mason counties, as well as the eastern ends of Clallam and Jefferson counties. The AQA will remain in effect through this Thursday, October 20th. In the interest of public health and safety, all residents are asked to refrain from both indoor and outdoor burning. ORCA staff will monitor the situation continually and report updated news as it develops, but residents can also keep an eye on ORCA's air monitoring network and plan their activities on those real-time readings. When local air quality monitors show elevated PM particulate matter pollution levels, anyone with breathing difficulties or existing cardiovascular issues should stay indoors when possible and take additional precautions as warranted. Visit the ORCA's Air Quality Monitoring Network at orcaa.org. There are several links on the news transcript for this program. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.